MMG Rosebery have, during the month of February, made new investment plans to extend the extraordinary 85-year contribution of the Rosebery Mine for the benefit of new generation of Tasmanians, and it really is a wonderful, extraordinary contribution. It's great news for the West Coast, and to tell us more about it, I am joined by the MMG General Manager, Robert Walker. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for having me.
Look, congratulations on your new investment plans. What do you think this means for the West Coast?
Yeah, thanks, Cameron. Look, it means exciting times lie ahead for our employees, the Rosebery Township, and I guess for the whole West Coast region. We will be extending the life of our mine here at Rosebery. So this means prolonged job security for our 500-plus employees and contractors, long-term local community engagement, and the continued economic contribution to the West Coast Council area and the state of Tasmania.
Okay, now in March, the mine, as I said, is celebrating 85 years of continuous operations, which is no mean feat, really. It's sensational. How hard or easy has it been to maintain the operation, and what has been the keys to the success of the mine?
Yeah, you're right, Cameron. 85 years, it's a significant long period of time for a mine to be operating. I don't think those who first started the mine back here in 1936 could have foreseen the longevity and richness that lied ahead of them. Over a long period of time, I guess, MMG have adapted. We've continued to invest in exploration and the development of the mine and to grow all the supporting facilities that go with it. However, it's worth saying that the success really comes down to the people that work for the mine, all their great employees, our contractors, many of which are local, not to mention the people in the Rosebery Township. Everyone that works hard and helps to support the mine contributes to our success.
What are the things that need to be looked at in order to keep the mine going in the future?
Yeah, good question. Look, we need to continue to develop and explore the body of ore that is available to us. MMG are strongly committed through a continued significant long-term exploration investment. We also need to look at our supporting facilities and to ensure that we are able in the future to continue to process the ore. In the case of Rosebery Mine now, I guess we've identified a substantial increase in our underground reserves that will, support with the correct supporting facilities, we will see the mine continue to operate well in excess of 2028. So to put the supporting facilities into context, I guess, for the listeners is, it's quite simple. It's sort of the way that a family might outgrow the space that they live in. As time goes on, more kids might join the family. They grow, they need more space. So we too need to grow and support the extended life of mine with the additional facilities. In particular, we need a new tailings storage facility for the safe storage of Rosebery Mine's tailings going forward. The tailings is a waste material that's generated from mineral processing. It usually takes the form of a liquid slurry, similar to mud.
So how are you going to do all that?
Look, Cameron, we've considered several options for a site of a new tailings storage facility, and we have identified a site within our existing leasehold or our existing footprint. This site offers the best balance for the mine, the local community, in terms of its location, its safety, and its limited environmental and social impacts. And currently, we are pursuing further field studies in this particular area, simply to prove up our existing assessments. Cameron, at the end of the day, we want the best outcome for Rosebery and the West Coast.
Sure.
And we will continue to invest and investigate all options that will offer Rosebery a bright and prosperous future.
Well, mining on the West Coast has such a huge history, and we want it to continue for, well, another 85 years. What can we as a community do to help ensure the mine has a prosperous future?
Yeah, quite simple. I think, Cameron, look, it's support Rosebery's future expansion plans by finding out about what we are doing. So over the coming months, we will be sending out communication about our upcoming works and information sharing events. I encourage the community to come out, talk to us about it all and stay informed. Also, join us at our 85-year celebrations, which are being held at the Rosebery Indoor Sports and Recreation Grounds on the 27th of March from 11 a.m. I will say, though, that there are limited numbers to this event due to COVID-safe event requirements, so bookings are a must.
Okay, well, 85 years of operation is an amazing success story. Congratulations once again. Mining is the lifeblood of the West Coast, and we thank everyone who has been involved for those 85 years, and long may the mine continue. Robert Walker, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Cameron.
Robert Walker, General Manager of the Rosebery Mine, MMG, joining us this morning on 7XS.